From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Fighting continues in Mosul. Iraqi forces have pushed deeper into the heart of Mosul in their fight to retake it from Islamic State militants. One Baghdad commander says 65 to 70% of Mosul's old city has been liberated. Correspondent Heather Murdoch is there and spoke with VOA just a short time ago, explaining how imminent the defeat of ISIS is in Mosul.
I generally believe that one large push by all of the various Iraqi forces would probably mean victory. The unfortunate thing is that nobody knows exactly to what extent the humanitarian crisis is in that area that they still control. The UN has said there might be as many as 150,000 or 100,000 people in this small area trapped as human shields.
The latest word from the military is that Iraqi troops have captured Mosul's Al-Faruq neighborhood on the northwestern side of the old city. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it'll be difficult for Qatar to meet some of the demands that Saudi Arabia and three of its allies are making, but urged that they negotiate an end to the standoff. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the demands from Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia are not a good idea.
They're really intended to create a situation where Qatar will not agree, and therefore it could possibly provide a justification to intervene. The trouble, though, is that at this moment, that particular region has one single power in place, which has influence and control over all of these actors, and that is the United States. And the United States quite clearly doesn't want things to be upset.
Four of Qatar's neighbors severed diplomatic ties 2 weeks ago on grounds Doha was fomenting terrorism in the region.